Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this November 10th, 2022. It is 10:06 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. We, in part two at 10:30, we're going to welcome in Kayla Roblansky. She is a community development educator with UW Extension. We're going to talk about childcare in Wood County. Looking forward to talking with Kayla. Really been looking forward to this interview today. We have a couple of our great friends from Love, Inc. joining us. We're going to dive into that and get to know them a little bit more. First up, we have Larry Doffenbaugh. I knew there was a Doffenbaugh. It's a great name, Larry.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us, Larry. Appreciate the time.
It's a pleasure to be here today. Thank you for having us.
And Mary Beth Crawford with us. Mary Beth, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Really appreciate you having a very easy name to say. Just kidding. Thank you so much for being here, you guys. And especially want to thank you both in person, face-to-face, for everything that Loving does for our community. Greatly appreciate all the great work that you guys do and your team over there do.
Thank you.
I want to get into that a little bit more and really stretch our legs and get into the details of how Loving affects this community. Before we do that, though, Larry, you're new to our airwaves. We really appreciate the time. Appreciate what you've already done in the community. Let's get to know you a little bit, if you don't mind, Larry. Tell us a little of your background.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure, again, to be here this morning. My background, I lived in this area approximately 20 years ago. I've been gone roughly about 20 years. I had a drug and alcohol addiction that overwhelmed my life, I guess you would say, and I ended up on the East Coast going into recovery there and ended up in full-time ministry and came back to this area to retire. I obviously flunked retirement and ended up at Love, Inc. and a great way to flunk. So I have an interesting background, but Love, Inc. is about transformation, and my life represents a life that's been transformed.
Beautiful. Larry, thank you so much for sharing that. That not only your story, but for sharing the heart of it right there. Just in your voice, I heard like 30 years of experience and life right there. I will say, especially the audience probably knows this by now, but I don't believe you would, Larry, or anything, but I was raised by an addict. My father was addicted to heroin for the majority of my life. It's been in the last 19, 20 some years that my dad has done something that does not happen oftentimes with addicts, and he's boring right now. He's very boring. He doesn't really do much. He plays with his cards. He doesn't even drink beer or anything like that. He actually is not boring at all. I love being around my dad.
That's
I love having my dad. His story doesn't end that way. That's not how it usually goes. He's either going to die of an overdose or die in jail.
Absolutely.
So we're very fortunate for that and very appreciative of it. But we know, those of us in our family, it took him taking the essence of wanting to do this. He had to make the first step. He had to really want this. But as he tried many years, that wasn't enough. Doing it for my mom, doing it for my brother and sister and I, all these things. Eventually, he had to do it for himself first.
Absolutely.
And then all those other things came into play. And one of the big things for him that did this, and it's certainly not the case, everybody, addiction is different for every case by case, but his faith was a big part of what helped him get there. My father is Catholic, my mother is Jewish, and that combination was a really big thing for him that helped him get there. Everybody's going to be different, but it's just noteworthy, I think, and it's not a coincidence. So often, faith is what helps people get through these things.
And
it's such an essence of what Love, Inc. does. Certainly not the only thing, but there's a lot of things that you guys do over there. But this is something, you know, the people that you're going to meet, the people that help work with Love, Inc. or the work at Love, Inc., oftentimes have a story, like all of us do. And that story, it's not something that we judge or anything. At least the majority of us, I like to think, don't. It's more, it adds a little more to what you're saying. You know a little bit more of what you're talking about when you talk about addiction or something like that, Larry. I think that means a lot to a lot of people. That it's all well and good to talk to somebody who's empathetic, but somebody who's walked the walk, just it goes a little bit farther. It just does.
Yes, indeed.
Let's talk a little bit about how Love has impacted the community, the things that you guys have been able to do. Where would you like to start? Because that's a big list. There's a lot there that Love, Inc. has done. Mary Beth, would you like to start that off?
Sure. I'm fairly new to Love, Inc. as well. I came on this last June.
I thought so.
Yes. I'm the church mobilization coordinator. And so from my part, I can't speak too much on the roots of Love Inc. Starting back 5-6 years ago, but I can speak for what we do now. Mm-hmm. And like Larry said, it is all about transforming lives. The first level would be our connection center, and mm-hmm. that's where individuals call in with a specific need. Our intake specialists go through an interview process with them, about 45 minutes long, and that's because there's always something more than just the need. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for the need. And so they take the time to kind of build that relationship over the phone. They take references to make sure that the need is verified. Mm-hmm. And then our client care coordinator reaches back out to our partner churches to see if they can fill that need. And really our clients are the churches. Mm-hmm. We're there to mobilize the members of the congregation to go out and volunteer or serve, I would rather say, in the community. Mm-hmm. Our next level of help is that we have gap ministries. And so those are places where we have identified gaps in far as services to the community. We have a prayer ministry, a jail backpack ministry. Mm-hmm. We found that individuals don't really have anything when they come out of jail for the most part. And there's snacks in there and pens and pencils, notepads, of course, Love Inc. information, a devotional, some basic hygiene products. And then I would say our second best gap ministry, or most effective, I should say, is our household items ministry. Mm-hmm. And that is furniture and small household items. When a person calls in, just moved from somewhere, needs beds, needs, couch, things like that. Our crew, a big crew of volunteers from different churches come together, mm-hmm. and they assess the space for bringing in the furniture, mm-hmm. and then do all of the moving and picking up.
One of our biggest things, too, if I could add, is yes. tell them about the Affirming Potential class we have going on right
oh,
now.
Oh, sure. And that's the next level of care. Amen. And that's our transformational ministry. Mm-hmm. That's something I've been working on for quite a while with some other individuals on our board. And that's really where the transformation happens. So it's offering life skills courses.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That has a spiritual component, a Christian mm-hmm. component to mm-hmm. it. Right now, we're just finishing up an Affirming Potential course, and that's really affirming your potential in Christ. And, it's got goal setting and taking a look at your past and your current relationships and really setting a dream or a goal that we help coming alongside them. By coming alongside them and kind of mentoring to help them reach that goal. And there's incentives along the way. It's kind of like, yes, it's you don't want to give a man a fish. You want to teach them how to fish. Right. But it's also easier to learn how to fish when you're not hungry.
Right, right.
And so.
Oh, that's a great phrase. That's great. I've always been a fan of the phrase. That latter part you added onto there, that is a really nice modern addition to that. Yes. Since the first community was created, churches have impacted our communities and done good in our communities. Love Inc. feels to me to be an enhancer, to be an empowerer to this, to our churches. As you've touched on a number of times, Mary Beth, the mobilization of this. And instead of you coming to the church coming to you, and it's in essence, not so much maybe with the reasons you go to church, like on a Sunday morning or what have you, but the essence of the church. The message of the church kind of getting out to the community. Not in if I can say, and please correct me if I'm wrong about this, and not necessarily just a religious way, but in a community way, in a feeling way, in a empathy way, in a caring way.
Absolutely. Being that cup of cold water.
Yes. Yeah. And it's so impactful for so many things. Mary Beth, I know you're new, but you're good. Like, she's good. You ran through that stuff really good. I just want to go back and touch on a couple of those awesome things that Love Inc. does. One, the gap that you mentioned. every community has them. You know, we're very fortunate in this area, in Wood County, Portage County, all of our surrounding areas, nothing but amazing nonprofits that do such great work. But to speak to this, how big these things are, as great as our nonprofits are, there are still things that slip through the cracks. There's still things where they even need help with this stuff that just speak to how big some of these needs are when we're talking about everything from child care to you know, homelessness and hunger and these kind of things. So, you know, what Live Inc. does is fill in, like helping in those spots and filling in those gaps. I really can't speak to how amazing I think that is, because it's one thing for a nonprofit to come out and say, hey, this is what we do, hopefully it helps, you know. Mm-hmm. It's another to take a look, to do the extra, go above and beyond, to do a little more digging and say, okay, what do you need us to do? How can we help? That's taking it to another extent. That's going above and beyond in my book, and that's really, really cool that the Love Inc. does that. There's also the jail impact part of this too, where speaking of those gap situations, there's such so many aspects of our society that we do a great job of hitting on. I think that we're doing a really good job coming out of the pandemic and talking mental health and putting our money where our mouth is and really not just saying a good line, but really caring and stuff.
Absolutely.
But you know, we continue to kind of turn a blind eye to the jail, the person coming out of jail, that kind of thing. We ask people in society, you do something wrong, you do your time. And that's the rule, and we all agree to and everything. But then when they're done doing their time and serving their sentence, it's kind of like, well, we don't really want you, or we're done with you. And that's a huge part of our population. And it's not really setting a good example to young people of, hey, we have this set of rules in society that we all agree on, but then nudge, nudge, actually, we don't really mean it. Like, no, we can't afford to do that.
Right.
There's people who are going to go to jail. That's going to happen. People are going to have these things happen. And no one person, I don't think, wants to be judged on the worst day of their life.
Correct.
You know, for the rest of their life. Like, there are things that you can't come back from, I understand, but there are certain, there's so many other things that, hey, you mess up as a youngster, it shouldn't dwarf the rest of your life. That's a pretty big deterrent right there to not only keep people from doing these things, but, hey, we mess up. You got to know that there's another day. Yeah, you know, otherwise, what's to keep that person from just keeping on that knucklehead path? So things that love.
Absolutely. And if I can elaborate,
please,
on that, there are so many barriers, mm-hmm, when somebody does come out of jail. You know, the housing, they usually don't have a good housing or rental background, transportation, seeking a job, seeking employment. And that's kind of where Love Inc. will slip in. Because there, obviously, we can't provide housing,
yeah,
but we can provide the relational support to come alongside individuals, both tangibly and spiritually. And I think that's really, really important.
Treating
someone with dignity.
Absolutely.
And value.
Just that alone, Mary Beth, is impactful and important. Then to carry that on and to empower these people. And really, and I think, too, that one of the things that may get lost in the shuffle, especially for you guys that are working there and so close to it, that confidence that that person can get from having you guys backing them, that goes so much farther than we can realize. And so much of getting a job is having that confidence when you walk in the door, just even getting your foot in the door. Having a reference like Love Inc., having something like that backing you, I can't imagine how much that can help a person and help an employer even. I don't want to begrudge employers. It's tough finding people, and it's tough, even tougher finding good people that you can rely on and everything. So everything can be a deterrent. It isn't always about having a record or something. Sometimes it's you have gaps in your employment or something like that. It's understandable that an employer might be hesitant about somebody if they just came out of jail. I don't begrudge that. It's one thing to have that hesitancy. It's another to let that be a deterrent, and where you just throw that resume away. you oftentimes you're getting somebody that is hungry, that is going to give you nothing but loyalty and nothing but some of the hardest work you're going to see out of a human being, because they have something to prove, not just to society, but to themselves. You're getting a really good employee. It's similar to what we talk about with the OCD, when it comes to people with disabilities and getting them employment and everything. These are sometimes some of the hardest, greatest workers you're ever going to find, because they got a chip on their shoulder. They got something to prove to themselves, to society. So it's almost the opposite. We couldn't encourage you enough to give these people an opportunity. And having Love Inc. backing these individuals just goes so much farther than I think we can realize, unless you come from that world. You've experienced it. I did want to touch on the logo as well, and it might seem a little silly, but I really love the logo, and I love the meaning behind the logo. Do you guys want to touch on that at all a little bit?
We just had a change in our logo. The National just made that change there, mm-hmm. and it was to simplify things and make things more, I guess, visibly appealing. We were one of the first Love Inks to completely, I think we've achieved our goal there. We have got an incredible volunteer team. I think we have 120-plus volunteers who do an amazing job at what they do. And so that was put together by our volunteers, and to really give them...
That's so cool.
It's
really something. So many, even nonprofits will spend thousands to a company to create a logo or do this kind of thing or whatever. And here, the people of Love Inc. created this logo. That's so cool to me. And it's a very cool logo. It's a very, really good, well done. I actually think they can make a living on that kind of thing. I mean, they do really good at it.
Thank you.
It's clean and versatile. And this mark, like their ministry, is about connection and transformation. And it really, I mean, it sums up so much of the, not all you guys do by any means, but the message and the heart of what Love Inc. is.
Absolutely.
I also think it's noteworthy, and I've talked with other members of Love Inc. too about this when it comes to what you guys do. This is something where even people, like, because I am spiritual, but I'm not necessarily religious, but I've never felt uncomfortable working with Love Inc., talking with Love Inc. There's none of that kind of thing. There's no barriers there. There's no, I don't know what the proper way to put this, but non-nominal kind of thing. It's very, hey, you want to do some good in the community? Come on. That's what's important here. That's the key here. And certainly not making light of the religious aspect of this by any means. Just would never want somebody to feel like, oh, I want to volunteer with Love Inc., but I don't go to church every Sunday or something. We would encourage you to do that, certainly, in those things, to each their own. But I wouldn't want that to hold somebody back, not only from volunteering, but for seeking help. That as well.
Absolutely.
That's the beauty of Love Inc. We will help anyone and everyone who is in need of help. And, you know, coming back after 20 years into Wood County, the changes are, to me, dramatic. And coming back, it seemed like there was a lot of division 20-plus years ago. Today, there is so much unity. The church is working together and wanting to make a difference in our community.
I'm so glad you touched on that, Larry. I'm a transplant. I didn't come from here and everything. I got here about 20, 25 years ago. It sounds like when you left, I showed up. when I first came here, there was a lot of division, not just with people, but with nonprofits, with businesses, so much of that. I describe it as crabs in a barrel, everybody going for that dollar and kind of fighting. And you, I tell you, Larry, I am in this spoiled, wonderful spot, this show here, where for years I've been able to have different people come in, mostly nonprofits and that, and they all are singing the same song. Mm. They're working together. They're like, oh, you guys are covering this, we'll cover that. There's so much more connection. I actually find it very odd now when I do see any little bit of division, which I don't really see. Sure. But even if I do, it's kind of like, oh, I forgot all about that could even happen.
Yeah.
This community works so well together, and it is not a coincidence that not every rural area like ours survived the pandemic as well as we did. I'm not making light of the people we lost or the businesses we lost or anything by any means. I was personally affected by COVID and all that, so I'm certainly not making light of it. But I think you have to appreciate what you have too, and it could have been a heck of a lot worse. It isn't a coincidence that our nonprofits, our community works so well together with each other, and our area has survived pretty well throughout, all things considered.
Yes.
When it comes to people that want to volunteer or be a part of things with Love Inc., or even maybe seek some of the services with you guys, what would be the best first step to that? Is there a phone number to call, a website to go to? Would that be a suggestion?
Absolutely. To call our volunteer coordinator, Jan Fisher, would be the individual to call.
Or if somebody needed help, it would be our Connection Center. And even if somebody did want to volunteer, they could call through the Connection Center and they would get them to our volunteer coordinator, Jan.
If we have some people joining us who haven't heard of Love Inc. before or are just getting turned on to this right now as we're talking about it, you know, in our last couple of minutes here, what's something that you would like to leave with them? And I'll start with you, Larry.
Love Inc. offers a great opportunity, again, in our community to make a difference, to make a difference in lives. And so if anyone is in need, we offer that opportunity. And I would just encourage you to give us a call. If you want to volunteer, again, we have great opportunities there to make a difference. And so we'd look forward to hearing from them.
Mm-hmm. And Mary Beth, anything you want to add to that? He worded it pretty good, didn't he?
He did a really good job.
Yeah.
I would just say that, you know, Love Inc. is about relationships, not necessarily the material things. Mm-hmm. However, that's the need that comes through. But there's always, like I said, something underneath that need. And we treat everybody with value and mm-hmm. dignity mm-hmm. and respect. No matter what walk of life they come from, there is no judgment there. It's just loving on people.
Great conversation. Really wonderful meeting both of you guys and having you on. I do have to warn you, you did such a good job. We're going to have to bring you back. You're going to have to come back and do this again sometime.
You.
So I just warn you guys. But I do want to also let the audience know, while this was a great interview, I feel like we covered quite a bit. I don't know if we even scratched the surface of what Love Inc. does in the community. I don't know if we really could. I don't know if you can put it into words, really. It's something that you got to experience and feel for yourself, and you can do that by volunteering, by being a part of things. We encourage you to do that. Another way you can reach out to Love Inc., they have a great Facebook page. Encourage you to check that. Just type in your search bar, Love Inc. of Southwood County. That's just all light and should pop up right away for you. Like the page. Great way to keep up on things and a good way to reach out to them, possibly, if you're thinking about volunteering or anything else with Love Inc.
Great.
Really appreciate the time, you guys. Thanks so much for what you do in the community and for hanging out with us this morning. I'm looking forward to talking again real soon.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate our community, too.
Thanks for the time, guys. Stick around, everybody. Got more Morning Magazine coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.